Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We're going to get into the Junk Sports page right now, get you up to date on what happened last evening. Yep.
Sports page, of course, driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. When you walk in the door, ask for Josh Cochran. He's the GM. Tell him I sent you. Make it Malloy, Malloy.com. JP was giving me crap about not hitting my cough button. Sometimes when we're talking on air, sometimes it just comes too quick and I don't have time to reach over there and hit the off button.
I said it rather nicely. I just said maybe you guys could hit the cough button because it was a series of you clearing your throat and EB coughing back to back.
Sometimes it's just like a little and then, but you know, maybe you can anticipate it. But then the ones you really can are the second and third ones.
The follow-up coughs.
Sometimes there's a little follow-up. They're not even really coughs. They're just like... yeah, like throat clears. You know, I don't know what to tell you, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. So, Cakes.
Actually, yes, getting sir. Better, believe it
Game
or not.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Of course, we would love for the Caps to be playing in this,
yep,
but they are
we
not.
We would love it.
Because they got shellacked by Carolina. But anyway, Florida beat Carolina, so Florida's in, Edmonton's in. Rematch of last year. Last year, it went 7 games. I believe Florida won the first 3 games last year,
okay,
and then Edmonton tied it to go to game 7. But I think Florida had home ice advantage last year. Could be wrong on that, but I think they did. But anyway, last night, you watched it until it went to overtime.
Parts
anyway.
Of it. I watched select parts of the game.
But Edmonton gets the win in OT over the Florida Panthers. This is what it sounded like.
For the first overtime, here's McDavid. Out for Nugent Hopkins. Out of the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid. Oh, it's a score! Leon Draisaitl! The Oilers win game one!
I mean, Leon Draisaitl is a superstar, but I bet if he walked through this building without wearing any sort of Edmonton Oilers gear.
I know, I wouldn't know.
I mean, you would know he's an athlete of some sort,
yeah,
but you just wouldn't be able to identify who it is.
No idea.
Unless you're a big hockey mark, mm-hmm, unless you're just a massive hockey fan.
Right. How old is he?
He is 29, and here are his point totals for just the last 4 seasons. 106, 106, 128, 110. Then he dipped because he missed some games in the 2021 season, 84. The 2 seasons before that, 110, 105.
Wow.
Like he's one of the best players in the league. He's alongside McDavid, but nobody talks about him for the most part because McDavid overshadows him so much.
Yeah, but he's a star.
He's a star.
Yeah,
he's a superstar.
Superstar, yeah. Well, he was a superstar last night.
Yep.
getting that game winner in OT. So they're up on it. When's the last time the Oilers won a Stanley Cup? I was trying to look back on that. I think it's been a long time. Early
90s? Probably like maybe 1989 or 90. I'd have to double check it, though. It's been, they've had a long drought. Canadian teams have had a super long drought.
1990.
Oh, you nailed 1990, that. Yeah. Yeah, the last Canadian team to win a cup was 93, Montreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like there's a ton of Canadian, or there's not a ton of Canadian teams, but still, that's a long, long time since Canada's had a Stanley Cup. But yeah, so first one since 1990. So they're up 1-0. Game two will be tomorrow night.
That's correct.
NBA Finals game one tonight. 8:30 ABC. Thunder, a significant favorite, not just to win tonight, but to win the series.
If I'm a gambling man, I would throw some cash on Indiana winning game one. They've been able to steal game ones. If you look at what they've done in the playoffs so far, they've been dogs in the last two series. I'm not saying they're going to win the series. I think Oklahoma City should be heavily favored like they are, but I could see Indiana stealing game one. Sure. Then Oklahoma City will feel some urgency, win game two, probably win game three, and then who knows?
Well, you're getting a good number. You're plus 330 if you want to play the Pacers on the money.
Tonight or for the whole series?
Just for tonight.
Okay. Well, for the whole series, it's close to. It's plus 320.
For the series?
Close to that number, yeah.
Yeah. And then OKC, aren't they minus 700 to win the series? Something like that?
Did we ever find like individual player props that we liked? What, did somebody say maybe Holmgren? Didn't that guy say maybe he liked some of the Holmgren player
props? Well, he liked SGA to go over 33.5. For the series.
That John Melton who
John
joined us?
Yeah, had him a couple days ago.
He also liked the price on Halliburton to have the most threes in the series. Because he locked it in at a crazy good price. I don't know if that's still available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was one that was on his Twitter.
And he liked the Thunder if he could get the number at 8 tonight. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drab.
But I don't think it's 8. I think you're going to have to buy it down.
9.5.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy it down to 8. Yeah.
Drab, what's up? You following was it the Barstool guys that were all betting against Angel Reese on her first shot of every game?
And they got like six in a row. That did make me.
How great was that?
They've been doing it for a while. Those are not Barstool guys. I don't know where they're from, but I've seen the clip.
I thought it was Barstool Chicago guys. No?
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. I just saw four guys I didn't recognize.
What just a brilliant idea, because she's not a great shooter. I mean, let's be honest. She's a rebounder and whatever she is. And last I saw, they had won six in a row. Because I think, I don't know. Like, the first bucket score bets are usually pretty juicy, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but now this is different because she's doing miss the first shot, which I don't even know what book has those. Do all books have those?
Yeah, it says, I have the story. It says, a group of influencers are making waves online by betting on Angel Reese to miss her first shot in every game.
Yeah.
They won their wager for the sixth consecutive game.
Yeah.
Which led to huge celebrations online.
Yeah, and then they're playing like the Titanic music, you know, at the end. Like, just amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, really, really entertaining, but also really smart.
Hmm. By the way, her layup percentage.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
Her layup percentage.
38%.
33%.
Wow.
The league average?
Yeah.
65%.
Right. Hey, Drev, we got to find... Drev, Jason, do you know that? Is that a common... I've never really seen that, to miss your first shot.
To miss? I've never seen... Maybe in the WNBA they have it. I don't think they...
I don't know how they're getting that.
I don't know if I've seen that in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing? Drev, I think I could get a down payment on a new beach condo or something.
When do the Sky play next? I've never asked that in my life.
It's such a... Mar, you were following along with it, right? What book are they using? I'm sure. Do they work for FanDuel or?
It's got to be like offshore, if I had to guess. Someone
some
booking that action. Because when I saw that video, I did the same thing. I went on DraftKings and FanDuel and I said, I got to get on that wave, but couldn't find it.
Such a brilliant play.
Saturday, Fever Sky game. Get in.
You know, hit us up on Twitter, Junks Radio or EB Junkies or Cakes. Hit us up if you know a book that has that, because that is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm just looking
at it. Freaking entertaining.
I'm looking right now at FanDuel. I don't see misses.
I am too. I'm on FanDuel too.
Are you aware that on Saturday they'll be playing games in whatever the WNBA Commissioner's Cup is? Were you aware?
Is that their version of the in-season tournament?
I guess.
Maybe.
Just letting you know that's happening on Saturday.
Well, if you're
just
interested,
putting it out there.
If you're interested, the Mystics are hosting the Liberty tonight. Liberty, the best team in the league, or certainly one of them. I believe they're undefeated.
They are. They're 7-0. The Sticks are 3-5.
The Sticks are 3-5. Didn't the Sticks start off 2-0?
I think they did. Yeah.
So they've been slumping a little bit. But Liberty laying 13.5 tonight against the Mystics here. All right, baseball last night. The Nationals, nice win over the Cubs, one of the best lineups in baseball. And the Cubs coming into the game were 38-22. But Mackenzie Gore, he looked legit last night. Got into trouble in the first.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up a couple hits, and then he loaded the bases, with nobody out, but he got out of it. No runs allowed. And then Rosario hit a home run, bottom of the seventh to break a scoreless tie.
We have no score of the game, and Ahmed Rosario leading off. First pitch swung on, hit in the air, down the right field line, deep toward the corner. Long run, this may go. It is gone. Goodbye. Into the Nationals bullpen. Seventh inning.
There you go. So that was the 1-0 lead. They tack on one in the bottom of the eighth. They win 2-0. Mackenzie Gore, 7 innings, 3 hits allowed, 1 walk, 7 Ks. He's lowered his ERA in those last 3 starts from 3.67 to 2.87.
No, it's pretty sick.
He leads the league in strikeouts with 108, and he leads by a pretty wide margin strikeouts per 9 innings.
Yeah,
he's having a ridiculous year.
Balling. Yeah. I told you I saw him last year when I sat in those silly seats right behind home plate, and it was the beginning of the year when he was on fire. And then he kind of swooned right in the middle of the season.
Yeah, he was struggling.
It was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he finished last season a little bit better, right? Now, obviously, he's off to a good start.
Yeah, remember last year we were talking to Riz about it. He was struggling just throwing strikes.
Yeah.
But he's not struggling that to throw strikes this year. So he certainly worked on something.
But they also only got 4 hits.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know. Matthew Boyd's a really good pitcher for the Cubs. I think he had a perfect game through 5 going into the 6th. So good pitcher's duel last night, but the Nats get the win. I believe Jake Irvin goes tonight to close out the series against the Cubbies. Break up the Rockies.
Uh-oh.
Sweep in Miami. What are the Marlins doing?
The shame of the Marlins.
Well, now you can start joining on the Marlins.
I know, exactly. First sweep for the Rockies since last May, so over a year. And they win 3-2, so they are up to 12 wins, 12-50. Also, break up the Orioles.
Marlins, by the way, they should have to give back like 10% of their paychecks by getting swept by
the Rockies.
Come on. That's bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. The winning streak's going to end very soon because the Rockies go to play the Mets in New York.
Okay.
All right, so put some money on the Mets.
All right.
Not just to win the series, but every single game.
Okay.
run line.
Has the New York Soto thing quieted down?
He's hit 3 home runs this week.
All right, so they're probably chilling. They're probably good.
Yes, it has slowed down a little bit.
He's still hitting only 230.
Pete Alonso was the man last night in LA. Mm-hmm. They beat the Dodgers 6-1. Alonso hit 2 bombs, 5 RBI. So, but yeah, Soto, I believe he hit 3 in a row up until last night and went 1-for-1 last night, 3 walks. Mm-hmm. So. They did beat the Dodgers. Are you paying attention to the French Open? Anybody? Hello? A
little bit.
Not really. I got to be honest with you.
A little bit.
This might be the least amount of French Open I've ever watched.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Women's semis. All right. So one American left on both the men's and women's for America. Of course, it's Coco. And she's going to play. Remember we were talking about this qualifier? This wild card.
Yep.
Her name's, I believe it's Lois Boyson.
Okay.
Is that the one that was hurt the year before? She's the French girl? No.
She is French.
Yeah.
But she was ranked, I believe she was ranked outside the top 500 at one point.
Yeah, but I think it's part of it is because she had an ACL.
Possibly, yes.
I think.
Possibly. But she was still, she got in as a wild card, and she's made it all the way to the semis. She beat Andreeva yesterday, and she's going to play Coco Gauff in the semis of the French Open.
All right.
I mean, that's...
Well, I know who the French are rooting for.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Gauff is going to walk into a snake pit.
She was ranked outside the top 500, had never played in a main draw at a major.
She had never faced a player in the top 60 until this tournament. That's pretty remarkable.
Her highest ranking ever was 152.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently ranked 341. It's a phenomenal story.
It really
is. Crazy.
So are you rooting for her or are you rooting for the American? I'm still rooting for Coco.
Probably root for Coco, but I wouldn't... It wouldn't kill me if the other girl. Like, yeah. I love underdogs.
Yeah. Well, Coco minus 530 to win. I believe they start today after the Sabalenka Swiatek match, which starts at 9. So you got Sabalenka.
What time is this one, you say?
10:30.
Yeah, it's roughly a couple hours after the start of the first one.
All right.
So 10:30, 11, something like that. On the men's side, no one's talking about him. Novak Djokovic still alive as a 37-year-old?
Amazing.
Maybe 38?
38.
It's unbelievable. He's won 3 Frenches. He won a couple years ago. But he plays Jannik Sinner, who's the number one seed. Sinner's a huge favorite. This is tomorrow. And then on the other half, it's Lorenzo Musetti playing Alcaraz. So Alcaraz and Sinner, huge favorites to advance to the final. But Joker is alive. It's a great story, man.
Well,
got playing all these young 20-year-olds and still advancing.
It's got to still be all the money on Alcaraz, no? Or maybe Sinner, I guess, since he is the one seed.
Yeah. I mean, they're huge favorites in their match, no doubt.
I saw the stat yesterday, or a video. Tennis players born in the 80s have won 82 Grand Slams, I think.
Okay.
Tennis players in the 90s have won 2. Mm. And tennis players born in the 2000s have already won 6.
Wow.
Huh. Skipped an entire decade of players, never won Grand Slams.
Because those guys in the 80s dominated them all.
They were getting older.
But now they're all getting beat by the young guys.
So now the younger guys are starting to get,
Yeah, because Nadal and Federer and Joker, even into their 30s, were still winning slams.
Apparently, I don't know where Nadal was, but he played in some pro-am recently, and people are finally seeing his golf swing.
Well, I heard it was dirty.
Well, it looks like he's hitting his forehand or whatever. I mean, I'm unbelievable. Sure. It's just the weirdest thing ever. But by the way, I think he's very good. His ball striking is very good, but it is a trifling swing.
Unorthodox.
Very much so. Swing your swing, though, Cakes.
That's right, man.
Everybody's got a different move.
Everybody's got a little hitch in their giddy up.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got a different move.
Yep.
So, did Joker get divorced?
Did he?
I didn't even know he was married. I know nothing
Which
about
Joker,
his personal
life.
Which
Joker, the tennis player or the basketball player?
Novak.
I had not heard that.
The tennis player. He didn't get divorced? I thought I saw that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, I'm just now seeing that Peter is on. You can look that up, Jason. Peter Burke, he's got. Is it some special junkie anniversary date?
I mean, I'm sure he's going to let us know if you go to the call.
Someday we got like a new bathroom installed
it's
or
possible.
Something.
Possible.
Peter!
Good morning. I know the JSB is a sponsored segment, but I really had my fingers crossed I could follow the EV Wave anecdote here on Open Line Thursday.
Yeah.
Always an honor. No. I'm here as a deputy associate show historian and a former math teacher to settle once and for all the debate about how long the Junkies have been broadcasting.
Okay. It's been raging this week. This is true.
Yep. First of all, I need to encourage all of my other P1s, Angie Goff, greater than sign, Coco Goff. Everyone should rent out to their local Safeway or Giant and buy an armload of those North Virginia magazines and clip them out for them in their Junkie scrapbook.
Meanwhile, I saw him send a picture that you saw it at the library.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're a number like me, you can go to Fairfax County Public Library and
who goes to the
read
library?
It there.
A lot of people. I go.
You go to the library?
All the time.
For what?
Do work? Look at books?
Oh, okay, because you got a project, you so you're trying to get away. It's fine. You're working on something, so you're trying to get away from people. Yeah, but like normal people, no one
knows. It's packed.
What do you go for?
I went there on Saturday so that Isabella could read to a dog. They had a read to a dog program. We sat down there, read to a dog.
This might be an indictment on me as a human. I don't think I've been to a library since college.
I've been since college, but I can count the number of trips on one hand and have fingers left over.
What, am I going to rent some book?
You wouldn't go, but sometimes you can't get a seat.
Really? Like
just what do people do there?
Bring your kids there to get books. Kids?
What would I have to study?
Oh, it wouldn't be for you.
You just bring your kids and get some Dr. Seuss books. Study?
Okay, like if you're in school, I get libraries. Once you're out of school,
some people actually like reading books for pleasure.
Well, Peter's not.
Do it at the beach. Do it in your bed.
Peter can answer. Why did you go to the library? I doubt it was just to get the Nova magazine.
This is my version of EB posting up at the bar when his daughter's at volleyball. I dropped my daughter at dance for an hour. And so
you went to a library?
You must have been bored.
Not everybody goes to the bar, as he said.
I must be the most uncultured person on the planet.
Cultured.
Out of a billion things, that would be the last on the list.
I go like once a month or so.
For what?
To like get out of my house so I can concentrate on work in a quiet environment.
Yeah.
People with kids like to get away from them.
I have a bunch of kids.
Well, hey, you're not working on anything.
I also won the silly guess how many things were in the jar one month.
Ah, that's quite a contest, quite an accomplishment.
I wouldn't even know. Like, does Kensington even have a library?
I'm sure they do. Sure I know you don't know where Kensington? It is, but 100% Kensington has some sort of a library. I would assume.
It's not even that big a town, Cakes. How? I mean,
Oldie's not that big. We have a library.
Kensington Park Library, EB.
There
Where?
You go.
What road? Who on earth goes there?
What road? Well,
people
is
do.
It on?
Bored people.
Like, if I wanted to, like, I get it, but you don't let, I would go to, like, a Cava or something where I could get food.
Sure.
Like, I understand getaway. You got maybe a work to do.
Peter, what are the dining options?
Knowles Avenue, EB.
Yeah.
Peter, what are the dining options at the,
okay,
the
I know
Burke
where it
Library?
Is,
well, there's McDonald's down the street. That's about it.
Okay, that's
I would go to like a fast casual or something to do work.
All right, we've spiked his whole topic.
Yeah,
we're up against a break.
Sorry, I'm just stunned.
You're at the library.
The idea that libraries
Nova
even exist.
Magazine. Anyway. He wants to help junkies math.
Hey, you should go to the library. You're paying for that library.
What else? Did you have anything else, Peter?
Okay, real quick. It's called fence post and fence rails. So if we do the radio math. 2025 minus 1996, Bowie Cable Access Show, that's 29 years. Mm. Those are the fence rails. But if we count the fence posts, that's the number of years in which the Junkies have been broadcasting. As Drab does it on his hands,
that's 31,
fingers and toes. That's 30.
Oh, 30.
As of May 6th, the anniversary of that fateful Kentucky Derby show. That was the radio. But the point being, the Junkies have entered their 30th year of broadcasting. So I'm Team Drab, Team Cakes on this one. The correct answer is 30 years.
Yeah, let's go. You're a learned man. This is from a man that goes to a library all the time.
You're nuts.
All right. It said 31, though.
Well, you can't get 31 no matter how you run it. That's a botch. But years for the Junkies.
The very first sentence.
It said 31 because of 95, the cable access show. We've been over this.
From the cable access. We've covered territory.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it, buddy.
If you're like Peter and you want to call us on an open line Thursday, you can do that at 800-636-1067. When we come back, we will get into Rick Carlisle and Adam Silver. They are balking at all the small market talk about the NBA Finals. So get into that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.